For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at home this weekend. They'll take on the Falcons from Bowling Green. We're joined by Matias Scholl, a freshman goalie out of Hermosa Beach, California, the CCHA Goalie of the Week. Congrats.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So Friday, you come in relief. Let's just start there with a mindset of, all right, you've been standing on the end of the bench taking stats now for half a game. How do you get mentally ready to go as fast as you have to in that situation?
Right. It doesn't start right in that moment. It starts before the game. You got to be always ready to go no matter what the situation is. So my mindset's the same every time I go into any game. You just got to be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. So, glad I was ready to go.
So then on Saturday, you started your first career start. What was the night like? Did you get a lot of sleep? Did you have a lot of nerves? What was it like?
There's always a little bit of nerves going in your first start for a big game like that. But honestly, I felt pretty calm the night before, especially because I went into the game. I felt pretty comfortable there. So in the back of my mind, that was there. But overall, I kind of go into every game just treating it the same. So just try to keep a calm mindset every time. So I felt pretty comfortable going in there.
You guys got down 2-0 early on Saturday, and then Alex Airulo does what he does, and everybody else kind of did what they do, and all of a sudden you're back into a tight game down the stretch. As a goalie, how do you just try to block out everything else that's going on, block out the fans, which is something new this year, and just focus on your job?
Right. That first period, we were kind of weathering the storm a bit early on. They had a couple power play chances and were kind of peppering us a bit, but it's a long game, and we had a pretty good veteran presence in our locker room. So we knew, we're going to get through this, and we're going to find a way with, like, Airulo when he's going to score that big goal for us, get us back in it and calm us down a bit. So it's a long game. So you just gotta keep chugging along, doing your thing.
I grew up in L.A. before Wayne Gretzky became an L.A. King and hockey became the thing to do in L.A. So it's always intrigued me how fellow Californians have gotten into the sport. What got you into hockey?
Well, actually, my grandfather, he was the first in our family. He played goalie, and he passed that down to my dad, who played goalie as well. And then my dad he worked at a rink. It's Toyota Sports Center in Los Angeles, where the Kings practice. So I was around the rink all the time growing up. So fall in
your
the foot.
Also played at Bowling Green.
Yeah, my brother as well.
A little odd that you're playing them this year.
Right.
how did his path into college hockey make that something that you wanted to pursue as well?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, everything your older does, you kind of want to try and emulate and almost do better kind of in a competitive way. But he's been an inspiration to me, like, growing up. So it was every time I saw him in a college hockey game, I knew, like, that's what I want to do. So that's huge.
Did you commit to BSU?
It was January this past season.
So you've committed. Now you're watching the Beavs go on a heck of a run the second half of the season. They make the national tournament. What was the offseason like for you, knowing what the expectations were going to be from the fans to the team this year?
Anytime a team has success like that, you want to come in and try and make an impact the best you can. So just a lot of training going in every summer, skating a lot. So, I was just excited and ready to go to get here and see maybe I can make a mark and help out the best I can. So.
You are majoring in community health with a minor in psychology. That's two course paths that have a lot of bookwork to do. How do you dedicate the time to hockey and dedicate the time to the books like you need to?
Is that what they said? I'm undecided on my major.
All right. What does interest you?
I don't know. I've kind of been looking into the exercise science area, to be
honest. Well, that's not easy bookwork either.
No, it's not. But I don't know. Maybe I'll do sports management or something. We'll see. I'm undecided still, but I still got a little time to figure it out. So I want to take my time this first year, get settled in, and then probably sophomore year, I'll have a clear picture of what I've got going on.
Last week, your first real road trip on a bus, in a hotel, all that kind of stuff. What was your first trip like?
With junior high.